People often spend too much time on cutting-edge technology or clever marketing campaigns when basic things like legibility are not in place. Most web projects are commissioned by one of two types of people, technologists or marketers. In most organizations, the web sits either under the CTO or the CMO. When confronted with poorly performing websites, these two groups respond in different ways. The CTO will look for technical solutions. They'll pour thousands into the implementation of a new content management system or a customer relationship management system. On the other hand, the CMO will hire an ad agency that will launch a huge creative campaign to draw users to the site and persuade them to act. None of these approaches are wrong if the basics are in place. Unfortunately, they're often not. And as the saying goes, we should not run before we can walk. Take, for example, legibility. I often find myself talking to clients who are rolling out a personalization system or a Facebook campaign when it's still painfully difficult to read what is written on their website. Don't get me wrong, technology, aesthetics, marketing, all these things matter, but underpinning all of them has to be solid usability. A significant part of that usability is the ability to read and process the written information on a page. Text still dominates the web and will continue to do so. It's easier to create text than it is imagery or video. And the written word is still the bedrock of how we communicate as a species over distance and through time. But reading online is not easy. Looking at a screen is like having a light shined into your eyes. Our blink rate drops and our eyes dry out. Pixelation on non-retina devices make things worse, not to mention the small screens of many devices these days. Combined with the sheer quantity of information that an average person has to process, it's hardly surprising that people are selective about what they read. This makes legibility more important now than at any point throughout history. If we want users to engage more with our content, we have to start with legibility. A fancy content management solution or even a compelling marketing copy will not do it if the site is suffering from poor legibility. If we want to improve the legibility of our copy on our sites, we need to make it easier to process. And two factors impact how fast we can process the copy we read: how quick it is to read, and how fast we understand what it is that we've read. We can address these two factors in different ways. The first can be addressed with good design, and the second can be tackled with the quality of our writing. With so much content online, it's hardly surprising that users do not read every word we've written. We therefore need to design the reading experience that accommodates this scanning of content. This can be achieved through a series of design approaches. It all starts with typography. Not all fonts are equal, especially online, and choosing the right typeface is really important. A typeface that's got a wider width or has been specifically designed for the screen will have a significant impact on the legibility of your copy. Line length matters too. Aim for between 50 and 75 characters per line. Less than this and you'll force the user to scan back and forth too often, and more than this and the user is likely to lose their place. Size is important too. The size of your body copy is particularly important. As a general rule of thumb, larger is better. The size of copy should be proportional to the available viewing area though, in order to maintain that line length. For example, if you scale the Boag World site up and down, or narrower and wider, you'll see that the font size reduces at certain breakpoints as you go down. Line height matters as well as line length. With lines that are too closely packed together, it's easy for the reader to accidentally skip from one line to the next. And you can improve legibility significantly by allowing some breathing space between your lines. Space around text can be just as important as space between the lines as well, and that's where margins come in. When you've got two columns of text next to each other, it's easy for the eye to skip between columns if there's not sufficient space between them. Finally, I want to mention formatting. Large blocks of text broken up with headings, pull quotes and lists, like for example this article if you're reading it, significantly helps the user to get the gist of a page without having to read every word. It also helps them find content within the page that might be of interest. Improving the visual appearance of copy can aid the process of digesting it. However, reading copy is only half the battle. Understanding that copy is important too. Poorly written copy will both slow the reading of it down and also the reader's understanding of it. This means it's as much the problem of a copywriter to solve legibility as it is the problem of a designer. There are two things that content creators can do to improve the legibility of their writing. First, they can front load their copy. Many writers tend to take too much time to get to the point. Instead, you should begin each page by summarizing your main argument. If you read the first paragraph of this post, you'll see exactly what I mean. But don't stop there. You can also front load individual sections too. Often this can be done in the section heading, but if not there, then make use of the first paragraph. Always lead with the point you are making and then back up that point in the following sentences. The second thing content creators can do is reduce the reading level of their copy. The higher the reading grade of the copy, the harder it is to process, and this slows down comprehension and in some cases stops it entirely. Everybody benefits from easier to read copy, but it's particularly helpful for those with cognitive disabilities like dyslexia, as well as those who don't speak English as their first language. There are many tools out there to help you improve the site's reading level, and my personal favourite is one called Hemingway App. Aim to have your reading level at less than 10 for bold, clear writing. Do this and you will significantly improve the legibility of your site. We're all constantly seeking to improve the effectiveness of our websites, aren't we? And there's no shortage of companies out there willing to sell you expensive pieces of technology or impressive sounding marketing campaigns to help. But before you next spend money on your website, stop and ask yourself whether you're doing the basics as well as you could be. Improving legibility is cheap to do, and it's often just as effective as investing in some new piece of technology or commissioning an expensive ad agency.